I'm Victoria Cash, and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land, where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today at Lucky Land.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in. New episode of Vegetable Fuckboy. It's Clint. My girl Bianca Moss is here. You know she here from now on now, so I don't even got to say she's here. When you turn this podcast on, you should know she's here. Like, unless I specifically state Bianca's not here today, she got some business to take care of, blah, 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 blah. Before we get into the podcast, reminder, Friday, March 8th, wristbands only. Link is in the description of this episode. I said it was free, but it's actually only $5. That's just to make sure your ass come. I ain't even gonna lie. You know what I'm saying?
$5. When did you say it was free? It was always $5.
It was? All right. Well, I'd be confused. All right. So it was definitely $5. Want y'all to slide through Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm gonna be putting out the flyers and everything as the weeks and stuff go on. But yes. You know what I'm saying? And just to tell y'all exactly where it is too, you know, you want all the, it's at Westside Motor Lounge, 725 Echo Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia. And yeah, they will wristbands only. All right. Okay.
I still got 10 tickets to give away.
So you motherfuckers wasn't even DMing? Wow. And I know a lot of people in Atlanta listen to this shit. But anyway, all right, y'all bogus. Okay. So let's talk. So, last week we talked about Love is Blind, Bianca, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that we was breaking down a lot of the couples and, you know, what we see, blah, 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 right? So, we're, you know, just to date this, we're recording this on Tuesday, so the new episodes of Love is Blind has not dropped yet. We will, I mean, we're probably going to get to that next week, I'm assuming. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. We'll just do cycle 2 and 3.
Yeah. But one thing that we were talking about was we brought up the character, we brought up Clay, right? And one thing that we noticed about him that I don't think we said on the last episode was that he needs consistent validation from whoever he's dealing with. Now, You talked about that to me as far as like, I don't know if you said it was a red flag, but you were telling me how annoying it was, right? Let's talk about needing validation as you're dating somebody. I want you, because this is really your thing, not your thing, but this is something that you know more about than I do, right? Mm-hmm. And I would love to play off of how you feel about it. So first, let's talk about validation and Clay. Let's discuss that.
Yes. So in the show, Clay, you know, he ends up getting engaged to AD. However, through the process of getting to know her, and then even after they made the decision to get engaged to one another, you know, my man was constantly asking her questions about, you know, like, do you like me? Do you think about me? It was just like he constantly needed to hear out of her mouth that he was worthy. And he would just ask it in a multitude of different ways. Constantly. And me watching that, I was worn out for her, you know, to constantly have to tell someone over and over and over and over again that, you know, yes, I like you. Yes, you look good. Yes, you smell good. Yes, I like your outfit. Yes, I like your hair. Yes, yes, I do. I do. I do. And it's just like having to do that so much. Now, in this situation, I get it a little bit just because, actually, I don't. In any situation, it is annoying as hell.
She said, I get it. Wait a minute. Actually, nah, I don't get it.
No, because I was going to give grace and like, oh, you know, it's a super fast situation where they're getting to know each other, like whatever. But also too, like my man, you signed up for that. So like you should have had your ducks in a row. You should have had that self talk, that pep talk in the mirror before you got your ass up on that show and sitting here wearing us all out, trying to figure out all the different ways that that she likes you and just has to constantly tell you that moment after moment.
I think that let's start here. Let's ask this question. Where do you think the needing of validation comes from, right? Because I'm not gonna lie, like as a man, a lot of times we don't know for sure if you're feeling us. We don't know. Most guys don't know. Now, you know, the OGs or the players or the guys who actually can know how to communicate with women, that you've learned how to pick up on telltale signs that they're feeling you without having to ask questions like, do you think I'm fine? Like women are a big component. I mean, at least from what I know is, you know, if I didn't think you were fine, I wouldn't be here.
Word.
Right. And that's kind of the same thing goes for us, right? Like ladies, if I don't think you're beautiful, why the fuck am I here? You know what I'm saying? And we're talking about if I met you on a dating app. If I met you on a dating app, clearly, I think if I swiped right or whatever the fuck y'all do on dating apps.
You fine.
You're fine or you're attractive or I think you're attractive, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, so I guess in a sense, why do you think people need validation? That goes for men and women.
I think ultimately it just boils down to insecurity. You just don't feel comfortable and confident enough in yourself that this person actually likes you. So you have to constantly ask them if they do. And you need constant reminders that they do. And if they don't, then that gives you the parameters of how vulnerable you're going to be. If that person validates you enough, then it's like, okay, I'll be more open with who I actually am and like show them. But because they're so insecure with just who they are as a person and how they, and the regards they hold themselves, you know, sharing any piece of that and any of that being rejected is really painful for some people. So before they do that, they want to, you know, cross every T.
Yeah.
Right. I do that backwards every time, B. But they want to make sure they made sure they could have made sure one more time before they open themselves up in any capacity to potential rejection.
Yeah, I agree, man. And also let's also talk about the fact that, you know, I mean, a lot of times when I've heard, you know, for me, when I was dating women, you know, not to say that I don't date. Well, you get where I'm going with this. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm actively dating.
When I was actively dating. Yes. You know, I'm out the game. Women would ask me, do you miss me? And that to me is like, you don't have to ask that question. Why are you asking me that question?
The question that you should ask before you ask anyone a question like that is, what have I given them to miss?
That part.
Because if I'm just like coming off the cuff, like, oh, do you miss me? I talked to you 3 hours ago, B. What have you given me that's been so grand that I just need so much of it? And me having it 3 hours ago wasn't enough. Like I can go 3 hours without drinking water and my body is made up of 70% of that. So for you to ask me if I miss you after such a short period of time, what did you feel in my life prior to that? And then why does it dissolve so quickly?
And also like missing somebody is not a question, right? If you miss somebody, you'll tell them or you'll show them. If I miss you, hey, I miss you, blah, blah, blah. If I miss you, I'm coming. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing
I'm
right
outside.
Now? I miss you. I'm
outside.
Or come outside, right? Like, like that. It's that simple, right? So as I'm watching Clay in the pods and I'm sitting there and it's just like, he constantly needed AD to tell him, like, you know, don't forget, I saw the red flag. The red flag was when he found out she was dating Matthew, he went berserk. And
he lost it.
He went berserk, but he kept saying, yo, you know, I hear, I want to be with you, blah, 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 blah. She couldn't make that decision in that, or didn't want to make that decision in that moment before she figured out whatever the fuck was going on with Matthew and his bullshit. But she wanted to make an educated decision before she decided to say, okay, I'm fully over here. Nigga, this is a dating show.
Word.
This is a dating show. You're dating multiple people in the pods. So basically, you know, you're not sitting here, you know, you sitting here, you know, I mean, I don't want to say berating her, but asking her multiple times, like, yo, do you, you know, can you let me know? And it's like, that to me is that's a huge turnoff. It's a huge turnoff, right? Like asking, like Bianca, imagine somebody asking you over and over again, do you think I'm sexy? Do you think I'm cute? Do you think I'm like, it's like, why the fuck do you continuously need to hear this? Now, you know what I can understand, what I'm in on understanding of? If somebody says,
hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.
Let's say this is our first time meeting in person. You know, not on some do you like what you see, but it's like, you know, am I what you thought I'd be physically, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I don't think that's validation. That's just legitimately me asking. Well, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
It is.
But I think that question over and over again gets annoying. I think we could answer that or do that and move forward, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I think it could be, yo, did you like what you see, or you something along the lines of, you don't have to tell me I'm fine. You don't have to say any of that. It's more so, you know, does the physical match the online or whatever you met? If you say yeah, or would you like, and then no, you know what? That's hard because that's putting somebody on the spot. That's putting somebody on the spot. You know what? Never mind. Yeah, don't ask that.
So let me take you on a ride for a second.
Okay. A ride.
I'm taking on a ride for a second because I remember when I came to the understanding of who I was, right? And how it played out in a lot of relationships that I was completely unaware of. So one day randomly, I can't remember if it was my cousin or somebody sent me a quiz. And this quiz was to help you determine what your attachment style was.
Yeah,
like.
You sent me this. You sent me this.
Nigga.
You was mad.
I remember I lit fire to my therapist after I took this damn test because I was like, how dare you let me get blindsided by this test, reading me for filth, and you didn't have the courtesy to tell me this during the duration that I've been paying you? Anywho's, so there is four types of attachment styles. Three of them are unhealthy, one of them is healthy. The three unhealthy attachment styles are avoidant. An avoidant can be dismissive. It can be anxious avoidant. It can be an anxious attachment style that presents itself as preoccupied. It can be a disorganized or a fearful avoidant. And that's it's characterized as, you know, somebody who just like get out of Dodge the moment that there's any type of discomfort whatsoever. That's me. And then the healthy one is a secure attachment style.
I just want to point out that's me. I just want to point that out. And Nicole thought I was lying. I mean, I'm sorry, Bianca thought I was lying.
I did. Because like for me, I'm just like, yo, there's no way. There's no, and I send it to the all the people that I'm just like, okay, the most dysfunctional people that I know, I'm gonna send this test to, right?
Wait a minute, talk about I'm dysfunctional.
Listen.
But go ahead. That's cool. You're not wrong.
Listen, I sent it to every, I'm just like, I got to feel better about me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And everybody was coming back with secure attachment styles. And I was just like, what in the entire fuck is going on where, you know, my answers are showing that I am a fearful avoidant. And everyone else who I think is off their rockers is, you know, showing up as secure. But when I took it and I was first like reading over the different styles, I was like, you know, I'm probably like an anxious or whatever. In fact, of all the unhealthy attachment styles, anxious attachment styles are the most prevalent. And that is that person that does need that constant validation. And someone who's like, you know, they're the person where if they haven't heard from somebody in a few hours, or if it takes somebody an extended amount of time for them to respond back to a text message, then, you know, they're checking their phones constantly. They then start checking that person's, you know, social media to see if they've been active. You know, they start, you know, questioning themselves. And then as soon as they get a response from that person, all of those things settle down. If you are that person, you're not alone. But it isn't necessarily a healthy way for you to go about any type of relationship or forming any bonds with anyone in that relationship. Even if that person appeases you and, you know, they respond quickly and they are giving you that constant validation and they are reaffirming you and doing all those things, that's great. But it is just reinforcing an unhealthy attachment style. And even there were some of those attributes that, you know, I had to recognize about myself because I was one of those people who were just like, oh, well, if you're not responding back in, you know, whatever amount of time, then, you know, fuck you, basically. And I guess that's where the fearful avoidant taps in. But I also had to take a step back and realize, like, I'm just meeting this person. Why am I putting all these parameters around this person to meet these expectations? Why is it that when I make a connection with someone, why is it that I'm then requiring them to talk to me every single day? And then as we're talking every day, you have to reply to me in a certain amount of time. Why do I position myself in somebody's life so early on, so highly, and I haven't done any work to put myself in that position? I just announce myself there. And so many people do that. Mm-hmm. Then they want to fall back on the, you know, instead of taking, you know, self accountability for how they set themselves up and this other person for honestly for failure. They're going to be like, you know what? I'm protecting my peace. I don't have to deal with this. This person doesn't want to take me seriously. This person doesn't want to respond back in 10 minutes or less. I'm protecting my peace. They're disturbing my peace. I'm going to let them go. And while protecting your peace started out for a lot of people as a very necessary means to an end and something that was intentionally healthy, it has been convoluted to bullshit. I'm sorry, for some of y'all out here claiming to be protecting your peace, you are full of shit. You are using it as a scapegoat because you don't want to deal with the unhealthy attachment styles that you are forming with other people and the unhealthy standards that you are implementing way too early in getting to know someone. It's not protecting your peace. It's protecting your insecurities. That's the end of my ride.
That was a crazy ride we just went on. Because for a couple of reasons, right? So when we talk about attachment styles and stuff like that, right? So it's like this, you know, let's circle this back to Clay and validation, right? Mm-hmm. The moment that he did not get the validation that he was seeking, right? Now his attachment style is showing, right? Because mm-hmm. now he's ready to say, all right, well, sit, you didn't respond the way I needed you to respond. Fuck it, I'm out, right? Or fuck it, I'm, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, we do put, like, I will say in dating, right? A lot of y'all do put unfair expectations on the person you just met, and you don't even know them. You have your own expectations of what you think a person is supposed to respond or how a person is supposed to do this and do that. And it's like, no. No, that's how you may do it. Mm-hmm. That's how you may do it. But everybody is not the same. Don't tell me or don't make me feel like I have to be this way or I have to do this way or I have to do, like, because then you're, in my opinion, you're dating yourself. You want to date yourself.
Word.
You want to date yourself, right? Like, think about it, right? Like, somebody, you and somebody, they, you know, I wish somebody, I had a woman who cut me off for a week because she felt like every time she called me, I wouldn't answer, but I called her back. Like, maybe, like, if you call me and I'm in the middle of something, right? I can understand if I don't call you back. I call you back. Or I will text you and say, hey, I'm busy. But you kept feeling like every time you called me, you had an issue. And it's like, well, what's the issue? Why are you mad?
Why are you mad so soon?
Right. Right.
Like, if you feel yourself getting worked up by somebody in the first week of meeting them, it's not them, it's you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because nobody should be able to get you worked up within the first week or so of meeting them. Why is it that you are handing over so much of yourself so soon without even giving, like, directions? Like, you'll assign all these expectations to someone and never tell them what they are, and then be upset when they don't live up to them. When did you ever inform them?
Right. So yeah, you got expectations that I don't even know about. Yeah, like, if a man,
they are.
If a man don't respond to me in 10 minutes, he ain't interested. No. Niggas at work.
Or niggas maybe they are, in fact, just taking it slow and getting to know you. And there's nothing wrong with that either.
And also, can we normalize, not, and I hate this word normalize, right? But people, let's take away busy, right? People have lives. Sometimes people don't feel like fucking talking.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Imagine if
That's
somebody...
It.
People don't feel like fucking talking. I don't feel like talking right now. There's plenty of, look, Nicole, you know, you're a good friend of mine. You know, sometimes I'm sure I'll call you. You like, man, I'm letting that shit go to voicemail. I'll call him later. Vice versa. It's not personal. It's just, I don't have the energy to talk right now. I'm chilling. I'm watching my show. I'm laid up. I don't want to.
Like, I'm watching TikTok. I'm having a moment where I'm just disconnecting from the world right now, and I don't want to be reconnected. And it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with me right now. And especially if you are a person who's pushing expectations on somebody from the moment that you meet them, you are no longer a place of solace. You are something else to escape from. And then you're wondering why things aren't going the way that you want them to. And like, yes, most definitely have boundaries, have standards, have all of those things for yourself, but they're not synonymous with putting these arbitrary, almost just difficult means of expectations. And I'm specifically talking about like in the getting to know you in the like the first month. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about, you know, you've been with your man's the 6 months, you hit him up, you have a general idea of what his schedule is, you hit him up, you don't hear from him in 3 days. I'm not talking about him. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about buddy you met out at the park when you were taking a jog. He looked cute, you look fine, y'all exchanged numbers, you had one great conversation, and now it is, okay, well, what do I do from here? You keep living the life that you were living before you ever met this man. You keep living the life that you was living before you ever met this woman. Because what ends up happening, like we've all recently seen this week, that nigga Legion from the 50-part series on fucking TikTok, you get so desperate to not be single that you get linked up with people who are quite literally crazy as fuck. And you have to go through these tumultuous relationships that literally alter your brain chemistry, all because you just wanted to do things so backwards and out of order, and you do it all out of anxiety and fear. And my hope is for anybody that's currently listening to this and they're any part of this is titillating on their spirit, that they love themselves more and they figure out what they need for them before they try to find it in somebody else, because nobody else is going to give it to you in the way that you're going to give it to yourself.
I totally agree with that. Speaking, let's keep talking about validation, and then we're going to get to affirmations real quick with validations. You know, you had a situation with dealing mm-hmm. with somebody who needed validation recently. Let's bring that up. Let's talk about it. Talk to me.
Oh boy. Well, you know, this is also the Nicole Love Diary. So
yeah, you just said your name.
Damn. Whatever.
It's my fault though.
You find me, don't you? Don't I really don't care. The Bianca Nicole Love Diary. You hear me?
Yes.
So I know like a few weeks back we talked about, you know, spinning the block, and there was someone in my life who was trying to spin. The circle's closed, you know.
Okay.
We ultimately determined that, you know, that the block has been built up, the the structures are stable. We don't need anything extra around here. On my block or his, you know, and nothing wrong with that. Fair. So, you know, back to the dating apps we go. I connect with, you know, somebody's son. Not my somebody's son, just somebody's mm-hmm. son.
Just somebody's son.
Just somebody's. I don't know whose. And, you know, he's cool, right? But again, in those very first conversations, it is the need for validation. It is the, do you like me? It is the, you know, what do you think about me? It is the, what do you think you're going to feel when we first meet each other? And this is all literally within like the first 48, 72 hours. And I just had to be very honest with him and ask him the question, like, are you asking me this for validation? Like, why are you asking? And I asked him, like, why are you even asking me these questions? And he tried to flip it and say, like, oh no, my love language is words of affirmation. I was like, well there's there's a difference between validation and affirmation. Validation is trying to literally validate something that you do not know, someone has not made you aware of yet. Affirmation is the reconfirming of what's already been told or shown to you. So I cannot affirm anything for you right now, buddy, because it's been 24 to 72 hours. Like, what have you given me to like? What have you given me to miss? Outside of like the features of your face, what are we going off of right now?
Right.
And if you're someone that is going to need that constant validation, I can tell you right here, right now, I'm not the woman for you. I can affirm you, but you have to validate yourself on your own.
Well, that shit is tough, man. Like, because I just feel this, my main thing with validation is that it really makes the other person uncomfortable, because they, if they do not answer the way you're going to answer, you're basically, because like, I've always felt like if I'm dating somebody who needs validation and I don't validate her feelings, she's going to stop talking to me. And that's not fair, right? Because it's honestly, you know, shit like that. That's manipulation in a sense. That's a form of control. It's like, yo, like, you know, if you don't answer the way I want you to answer, consequences, but you do know, like, if that happens, chances are it's going to go left.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I tell, like, if, you know, do you think I'm pretty, right? Or you think I'm pretty enough for you, you know, or am I tall enough for you? If I'm any of these things for you, right? And it's like, well, I ain't met you yet. I ain't seen you in real life.
Ain't I can't answer you, these questions. Like, I don't know. You could be knock-kneed. I don't know. Like, are you pretty enough for you is a better question. Are you tall enough for you? Do you like the job that you have? Do you like the way that you articulate yourself?
Do you make the money that you know, that's a big one, I believe, right? A lot of guys need validation. Is, yo, man, you ain't one of them chicks who need a man who make this kind of money and blah, 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 blah. Look, nigga, I'm not on a dating app for bread. They have apps for girls who got rich guys. They have apps for that. I know somebody personally who was on those apps who...
Sugarbaby.com?
Yeah. Oh, I ain't know nothing about that. I mean, I just
I
know.
Some, I don't know. I'm making it up right now. But,
I know a woman who legit goes on these apps, goes on dates literally for men that to take care of her. I know her. And it's you know, like that if that's what you want, that's what you want, right? Mm-hmm. And but she didn't get on a dating app. Like, I'm not talking about that girl, but I'm saying talking about the girl, you, whoever you're talking to, bro. She didn't get on a dating app looking for a rich nigga. She got on a dating app looking for somebody to match with, that she could potentially make it to a partner.
Now, I will say, to be fair, right? Because these streets are sticky. There are some people who are, you know, they're everywhere. They're anywhere and everywhere. They could be on a dating app. You can meet them out and about, wherever the case may be. There are some who are, you know, who play the game well, and they just go to those specific places and they meet people who can specifically meet their needs. Yes, there are. But there also are people, both men and women, who are looking to get taken care of. Like, they want to, you know, find somebody who is, you know, gonna pay for those big dates and who's gonna pay bills and who's gonna do all these things, whatever the case may be. It's out there. I won't invalidate anybody's experiences, because I know that it does. But you gotta be better about yourself when you're getting to know someone. Like, don't let, and this is how people get stuck, because it will be those people who will give you all of the validation, but it's because they know that in return they're going to get financial compensation.
Or pussy.
And then that too. And then you're going to be here talking about, like, oh, well, this person's a gold digger. This person's a what? I mean, I don't know what a compliment digger is. I don't know, whatever you want to call that.
A compliment digger is insane.
But it's like, you are so thirsty for compliments and for somebody to tell you that you look good, smell good, I like you, whatever, that you'll do whatever for it. And then once you realize what you did for it and how you had to sell part of yourself to get it, then you want to blame that person. But like, that person can't take advantage of you if you're not putting yourself out there.
I agree.
Stop being a slut for compliments.
You know what? I think that is I don't know if I could put that as the title, but I think that is the moral of today. I think we've really, because a lot of times when we have these kind of conversations, when we talk about this stuff, you know, we try to figure out, like, overall, the overarching bottom line is, stop being a whore, a slut, a hoe, whatever, for compliments. That goes for men and women. Compliments are going to be given
because freely. Somebody
freely. I'm good with that, Bianca.
You ain't gotta shake ass for compliments, babe. You're beautiful. I will listen, you're beautiful. You're handsome. You smell good. That job is coming. God loves you. Your life is gonna be full. You're gonna meet that man. You're gonna meet that woman. You're gonna have the family you always dreamed of. Your relationship with your mom is gonna get better. Your relationship with your siblings are gonna get better. You're gonna travel. You're going to make it. You're going to do all of the things that you ever dreamed of doing, plus so much more. There's your compliments. It's
you,
free.
You fuck good, bro.
Your stroke is on 10.
Yeah, sis,
your drip is on wet.
Yeah, sis, you have it. You got snatch. You got the whip appeal.
Listen, I see you losing them inches, sis. I see you, girl. Summer's coming. I see you putting in that work. You look
bro,
great.
You got girth, bro.
Wow. Yeah.
You got girth, bro. Cause no niggas be asking, do you think my dick is big? Let's be real.
Yeah.
I've asked that. I'm not gonna lie. I've asked that.
And like honestly, you could have a big dick and it still be terrible.
Right. But guys, we relish on having a big penis. It's like
you shouldn't. Listen, because I will tell you, one of my top two was not big.
Okay. Well, there's that.
He was petite.
So, Bianca, what did we learn today? What did we learn? You call this nigga's dick petite?
Man's was petite, but I mean, listen.
Did he have on a Magnum?
Top two? I don't know. Nah, he wasn't stupid. He wasn't stupid. Because if he had even attempted to, I probably would have stopped right there. Like, hey, yo, let's have a conversation.
Bro, you just need a regular... You just need a regular lifestyle. It's okay.
Maybe even a Durex.
So what did we learn today? what did we learn today? Because this episode's over now. A Durex is crazy.
The black tuxedo. We learned today that validation comes from you and affirmation comes from other people. We learned that figuring out what your attachment style is going to drastically change how you approach relationships.
I think we should put the quiz in the link in the description of the episode. I think I encourage everybody to take it. You will learn a lot about yourself. You know what I'm saying? Some of you may realize your attachment style is unhealthy. Some of you may realize your shit is good. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. But I definitely think they should take the test.
Absolutely. You know, we learned don't be a slut for compliments. We learned don't be a slut for a relationship either. Like, singleness is not a death sentence. Singleness is actually high key fun.
It was.
If you want it to be.
It was. I agree.
Not for me. Like, you doing what you do.
Yeah, it was. And then we also learned that you dated a nigga who, your top two fuck nigga, you know, niggas you
petite.
Petite, not little, petite.
Petite. But I mean, he figured it out.
Smart man.
Figured it out. And that's all you got to do. Whatever it is that you have, that's really what we learned today. Whatever it is that you fucking have.
Be confident.
And figure it out. Figure it out how to use it to your advantage. Because it is you. Even if you want a bigger dick, you got a petite dick. Learn how to work the petite dick.
Or go to Miami and get you a DDL.
Don't do that.
Go get you a dick lift, nigga.
Oh God, this is starting to go too far with between the hairlines.
Yeah,
and
my man,
dick
my
enlargements.
My man,
it's
went
going
to Turkey.
Too far.
My man went to Turkey to get his hairline.
Come on, B. Like, just come home. Let it go. It's okay. Yeah. I think that's what we learned today. You know, I hope that, you know, this helps at least one person, because it would break my heart to, even though that 50-part TikTok series was probably one of the most interesting things that I've watched in a very long time, it also broke my heart to see what it is that somebody went through because they didn't validate themselves. and they looked for it somewhere else.
Right. That's fair. That's fair. All right. Well, don't forget about wristbands only.
Word.
Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. This podcast is over, but also, if you got a petite dick, it's okay, bro. I'm going to use, that's funny. Petite dick is hilarious. So, it's
hilarious. Go ahead and use petite dick.
Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway, fresh foods, local flavors.